across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That was Coldplay there with The Speed of Sound. I thought I'd play something slightly cheesy to introduce my first guest of the afternoon, Jo Longland from Rabble Cambridge. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
You're very welcome. I'm just really interested to hear all about Rabble and sort of what it is. So can you explain it? Probably easier to start with what it is and then we'll go back to how it got started.
Yeah, I'll try and do that. So yeah. It's Rabble is kind of a sports club. It's a gym alternative. We do hour sessions of games. So we do playground games, like tagging games, ball-based games, and it's just a lot of fun. And so out of the hour, you get a lot of fitness benefits. So you do lots of kind of all the jargon terms of HIIT and all of those. But it's just based off games. So
what you can remember from when you were at school kind of thing.
So
in the playground, like you said, playground games.
Yeah. Chase, but we do. But we do dodgeball, catch the flag, lots of tag games, which makes it, yeah.
So, yeah, you just get stuck in without really worrying about thinking about doing exercise.
Yeah, so
the idea?
We do team games, so kind of we normally split the group into two even ability teams and run the session like team versus team, but it's not a focus on being competitive, it's just a focus on kind of enjoying
probably
yourself.
Doesn't really matter who wins in
no
that sense, really.
We get to the point where we
can't
forget
remember.
To count
yes.
or it's not an important part of it. Sometimes we can get a little competitive and it's a really fun aspect of it is to get really involved in that, but at the end of the day we all go to the pub afterwards to socialize together. We're one team that play together.
Excellent. So yes, that's what someone asked me. You don't actually have to stand there and be picked as a team.
No,
because that would be their worst thing. That's the thing they remember worst from school.
Yeah, as an instructor we split the teams up at the very start, and if maybe on one team everyone's having a really good day, so then we swap people around to make sure that there's always a chance for everyone to score points and for the teams to be quite equal.
And you don't need any kind of experience of anything beforehand?
No, so you need a pair of trainers and a water bottle and that's pretty much it. Even comfortable shoes will do.
Oh, excellent. So yeah, so that's really easy. So it's for anyone probably that thinks that they want to do a bit of something, get to get out and also be out in the weather, I guess, is also another thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so we do play in all weathers, but it is lovely to play in this nice sunny weather.
Yes,
how it is.
So if you want to get it but you don't know who to do, or you don't really want fancy joining a proper traditional gym or a club and thing, it sounds like it's a good fun.
Yeah, so gyms are boring. You turn up and it's monotonous exercise, usually by yourself, and it's hard to get motivated to go there, whereas the sessions we run are fun. You're with other people. We have a community spirit.
And you said it's very social. So
yeah, we do lots of socials outside of the actual like gym session. So we do kind of go out to do bowling or go rock climbing or kind of laser quests. So usually more active things, but we also have board game nights. Lots of the beer festival week. We've been out there a few nights.
Oh, that's excellent. So it's more than just the fact of coming along to the one hour class.
Yeah, it's a community that is at the heart of it is this gym group.
That sounds really fun. Now, can you tell me again how long, where the sessions are and how long have you been going for, and are there various ones in different parts of the city?
Rabble was set up in London and then that was maybe 5-6 years ago. And then 3 years ago, it was set up in Cambridge. We play on Parker's Piece. I've been in Cambridge 2.5 years. When I came to Cambridge, didn't know anyone, found this group that was like, yeah, we do fun sport together. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like me. Went along to it. And then half a year later, I'm then instructing, taking sessions. So we have 3 sessions a week on Parker's Piece.
So you just turn up on Parker's Piece, like you said, with the water bottle and shoes and find you.
Yeah, so we have a big flag and we play with giant yoga balls. So the big pink ones that you want to bounce with. So we're pretty obvious to see.
That's
find
to head for. Yeah. And you said 3 sessions a week. When are those sessions?
So the Cambridge ones on Parker's Piece are Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 till 8 p.m. And then we also do a Saturday session, which is 11 till 12, so kind of just before lunchtime.
Oh, nice, yeah. And do you do that all through the year then, even 7 to 8?
Yes, so as it gets darker, when the clocks go back, we find an indoor location.
That makes more sense.
We've previously played in primary schools or like school halls. and we use their indoor facilities there. But we will play in all weathers outside until, yeah, it gets too dark.
Yeah. Oh, great. So, and did you say there's one in Hoxton as well?
Yes.
So if anyone's not actually in the city.
Yes, if you're not in Cambridge, there's also Rabble in Hoxton with a lovely lady called Marley. And she's just set up quite recently, and she runs Wednesday evening sessions and Sunday mornings.
And where's that? Is that on Hoxton?
That's on Hoxton Recreational Ground, okay, so it's in the centre of the village.
Very good. And could you tell me how do people get in touch with you? That's the other...
So we work off the main website, which is www.joinrabble.com.
Join Rabble.
Mm-hmm. And you can find us on Facebook by searching Rabble Cambridge, Rabble with Marley. And you can find out all the information on there in terms of when the sessions are and who's going to be taking them.
Very good. And can I ask, how much does it cost?
So there are different membership kind of options.
Oh, okay, right.
So we say to everyone, you can turn up for your first session absolutely free. We think it's that good. You know, we know you'll have a good time. So
the idea would be get in touch with you, say you'd like to come along, give it a try, and you can come for a free trial anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Come for a free trial, and then afterwards there's options. So that we do like a monthly membership, so you can turn up to the three sessions a week, every week, and that is £29 for the month. Mm-hmm. So it's about the same as a regular gym membership, mm-hmm. but because...
I think it's a bit cheaper, actually.
Probably. Because it's certain times and we've got this community feel. People do come up and it's, yeah, really good mm-hmm. Way of kind of committing to a gym, or committing to fitness, but not a gym. But if you can't make it lots of sessions, we also have 10 pass options where you can turn up once a week, once a month, and you're always welcome back into the community.
Oh, that's really handy, actually, for people that are travelling or have got families and they can't always get out, I guess.
Family shift workers. Yeah. These times aren't going to be suitable for everyone, but if you can do a Saturday once a month, then you'll get really involved in it come and join the social aspect.
And then, like, say, go down to the beer festival with you as
well.
Yes,
good.
And do you have any... on numbers, I was thinking probably you don't have to have a commit a set. Oh, let me get my words out. You can take as many as you like.
So in terms of numbers, on
yes, if
field,
people turned up, you're full up for the day.
No, the
or
games
something.
Are set up so we can play with as little as one other person, and we can play. The biggest session I've done has been 34 people, and that was really good fun. A lot of energy in the room. It was really, really enjoyable. But because the games can be scaled to any size, it doesn't matter if there are four people or 14, we make the games work.
So you can turn up on your own if you're interested, or turn up with a friend or a group of friends.
Yes, absolutely. We get lots of people who turn up by themselves. Some people, because it's one of the kind of a sport group that you can turn up as a couple or like with another friend, like male and female. So you can come and join rather than like netball, it's usually one gender. So with this, you can kind of turn up with anyone you want and have a good time.
Oh, brilliant. And so also, like you like yourself, if you're new to the city and you're trying to look at things to do, it sounds like a great one to get involved very quickly.
Yeah, it's perfect for you move to a new city, you don't know many people. This is instantly you have 30 new friends that know the city.
Give you tips on everything.
Yeah. We have a very active like WhatsApp chat where we all talk about what socials are going on, what pubs are good, I'm planning a cocktail night, where shall I go? And there's 30 other people that will tell you what you can do, like what's good, what's not. Instant community.
And is there an age lower age limit?
So we're 18 above, because we want to keep it adults.
Yes.
And we obviously go to the pub afterwards, and we don't want to be having to split the group at all.
Yeah.
But on the other upper age limit, we have none. We have people in their 50s and 60s that come. But yeah, there's no reason why, as long as you want to come.
And you can put in as much as you want. And, you know, if you want to walk rather than run.
Yeah.
You know,
and some of the games are set up so we do a walking round, then skipping, then running. And we'll change the game based on the ability of the people there to make it suitable for everyone. But on the other end of the scale, if you are, we've had people who are very into fitness, like triathletes and stuff. They come and they can sprint as far as they want and as fast as they want, they still get the fitness benefits out of it, so it's very much adaptable for anyone.
Oh, it sounds brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Jo, for coming in and telling us all about that. So that's Rabble Cambridge, and it's joinrabble.com
Com, yes,
if you want to hear more about that. Thank you very much.